get. 96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien. 96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, here's three little weird stories for you, and you can choose Jade. First one, Homer Simpson's injuries would cost a staggering $200 million in real life. Well, actually, I think I've just answered that one, isn't it?
Yeah, you really have, but that's true. He's always getting hurt.
$200 million.
That's a lot.
How has he survived, even as a cartoon? That's unbelievable. All right, so we'll rule that one out. Gone, yeah?
Yeah.
What about this one? Groom steps out to enjoy some fresh air. Gets robbed during his wedding reception.
Oh, really? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Isn't that tough? I'll tell you what actually happens. He was wearing a Rolex watch. He went out for some air. Somebody came up and says, "Give me your watch." And then
things are done. I can't wait to finish that story for me too. What's the third one? Let's just tell me the third story. That's all we got left.
Yeah.
All right. Americans try to guess what Macca's means.
Macca's?
Macca's.
Like as in McDonald's?
Yeah.
Macca's.
Macca's. All right. Now, you would think it's a pretty, mainstream sort of term. Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
However, people have gone out and done a little survey of Americans to find out what they think it means, and it sounds a bit like this.
Asking Americans what they think Macca's is. If an Australian person said to you, "Let's go Macca's," where are you going?
We're going to go to the bar. We're going to get some beers.
Macca's.
What do you think that is?
A board game. Macca's? Like a cookie.
It sounds like mac and cheese.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word here.
Getting Macca's? Chicken nuggets.
Macca's? Ooh. That sounds like the stuff that gets in your throat when you have a cough. Like...
Macca's will really get...
That is classic. So Americans don't use the term Macca's.
No.
And they
call it Mickey D's over there.
Oh, Mickey D's. Yeah, we go to Mickey D's or McDonald's.
Yeah.
But it seems like an obvious sort of... It sounds like even as an Irish person coming over here, I knew what Macca's was.
I got a bit of Macca's in my throat. Yeah. A lot of people do have Macca's in their throat.
This time of year.
All my chips.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
Do you ever guilt trip your kids, Damien?
I wouldn't do that. I mean, you'd have to be a horrible parent to do that. Wait, do you do that, Jade?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Mac Meany. All right.
Oh, speaking of Mac. My daughter, Alani, the 19-year-old, she went off with a girlfriend and they went and got Macca's as they want to do. And I was like, rang her. I just wanted to find out where she was. And she's like, "We're just sitting out the back, like in the back car park. We're just having their Macca's." And I'm like, "Oh, what'd you get?" And she goes, "Oh, I got a cheeseburger." And I'm like, "If you loved me, you would save me a bite of that cheeseburger." And she goes, "Mom!" I said, "Look, no, it's fine. Look, I'm not pressuring you, but if you love me, you would save me a bite. And if you don't, well, then I know your answer."
That is...
Just think of the pain that I went through during childbirth and the 19 years I've clothed and I've fed you and I've kept you alive.
How quickly did she finish the cheeseburger?
That's not very nice.
She practically ate her own hand off.
That is very cruel. I'll have you know that about 45 minutes later, she came in and with a wrapped up piece of paper in her hand and went, "Here you go." And there was a cold bit of cheeseburger left in there. Probably covered in salmonella, but I ate it anyway.
Did she hand it to you and say, "I hope you choke on it"?
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
Has Santa ever kind of come out officially?
I don't think Santa's ever come out.
Santa is married to Mrs. Claus, thank you very much. And they're quite happy. There's no elves in his closet. Or maybe there is.
Hit the button. has he ever come out and kind of officially said, "Hey, what the cutoff date is for Santa letters?" Okay.
No, is there a cutoff date?
Well, there must be, surely. Like, he's got all those guys working tirelessly around the clock, building presents and all the rest. Yeah. There must be a cutoff point where he just says, "Okay, enough's enough.
And like,
I can't receive another letter."
Australia Post, too, is like terrible at the moment. If you write a letter, if you write a letter after the 20th of December, he's probably not going to get it.
Well, I mean, I'm concerned because, I mean, in my family, the letters are changing every day. Every single day. There's ads on TV. If I see something random, Mousetrap, remember that game Mousetrap, popped up on TV, Kiki comes along and she says, "Hey, I've changed my letter to Santa. I want Mousetrap." And this is on a daily basis. And I'm concerned about Santa. I think, hey, there must be a cutoff point. Yeah. There's got to be a point where you just go, enough's enough.
So how many letters has she sent to Santa?
Countless letters. Countless. I mean, she writes draft. at the top of her letter.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how you know it's many letters.
That's right. It's when she knows herself that she's going to change her mind. She just wants to get in.
She has WIP, work in progress, on the top. You know, just
whiteboard. This is a whiteboard, Santa. It will change at any given day.
At any given... Yeah, even Jarvis, my eldest, turned around yesterday and says, I know what I want for Christmas. I want an NFT.
What's an NFT? What is that?
Not for transaction.
It's a non-frugal something or other. I have no idea what it is. It's this online cryptocurrency. It's basically these little pictures that you buy online. They're like the Mona Lisa of the cryptocurrency.
What? Oh, is they the ones that...
They're like pictures of cats and
things.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Elon Musk was saying that Tesla will start accepting... doggy coin or something, and it's like cryptocurrency with a dog on the front.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
that's weird. Is that really a thing?
It's a thing. I turned around to Jarvis and said, NFT, I have NFI.
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
A restaurant waitress handed a whopping tip by a stranger has been fired after a boss ordered her to share the money with her colleagues. After serving a large table of customers their drinks and three-course meals, the waitress was handed a whopping $6,100 tip.
Nice. Nice.
Jade and Damien, what would you do?
Ooh. Oh, jeez, I would take them to court. If they fired me for that, I'd be like, stuff you. That $6,000 is mine.
Unfair dismissal?
I worked my ass off for that. It is my... Because I was a waiter, I was probably one of the best in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Of course. Tell us the story about how great you were.
Australian
Idol over here, then is there like a competition for the best waiter in Ireland and you won it?
Well, they didn't need to have a competition. They knew who was the best.
Oh, God.
When I delivered my cabbage and potatoes to people, I tell you
what. What
would
you do?
I put on a show for these guys. You know, I'd come to their table and I'd give them, you know.
No, what would you do when they fired you?
The $6,000 is mine. I'd put it in my pocket and say nothing to anyone.
You wouldn't get fired because they wouldn't even know.
They would never know about it. And if they fired me for it, I would do exactly what they've done, obviously. If you've gone on TikTok or gone on something and shared it with the entire world.
Okay, well, let's change it. Let's go to reality now.
Yeah.
So, Damien, I recall you telling me about your days as a waiter and how you accidentally dropped broccoli in someone's hair and she had such a big perm that you just left it there. And you were a terrible waiter. That's what you told me. So let's just look at it this way.
That was a learning curve.
Okay, let's look at it this way. That you actually work with competent waiters and you're terrible, but one of the competent waiters gets a $6,000 tip, and you're one of the terrible waiters that never gets tipped because you leave food in people's hair. Yeah, and then he came back and said, "Oh, mate, I just got a $6,000 tip. I'm taking it all." What would you feel like as the non-competent waiter? Will you be like, "Mate, we're all working this together. I think we should share it equally"?
I'd be like, "You lucky bastard!"
And then, oh, there you go. So he's happy to be a part of the team, but he's actually not a team player.
No, I'm not. Look, in the waitering world, as far as I'm concerned, the rule that we always worked off is if you did the work, it was your tip, and I would adhere to that. And I'd hate to work somewhere where it was, you know, we'd all put it into a big pile. And
Jake, you've worked in HOSPA?
Yeah, hospitality for 10 years. So we were the same when I worked at Cooney's, the Grand. Even when I worked at Beach Bar, which is now Pepe's, you would have a jar with your name on it, and you would get all your own tips. Because, like you said, you worked for them. And look, if there happened to be someone who was a little bit inebriated and they would give you a $50 note, then they're like, "Yeah, keep the change, love." You'd be like, "Sweet.
Too right.
It's gone in my jar."
Too
if you
right.
build up a little bit of a rapport with someone and you remember their drinks, so they tip you more, then the money's yours. So look, in answer to that, $6,000, if I got that tip because I did a good job, it should be mine.
Oh yeah, and look, I'm 100% on that. I mean, if I'm there and I'm putting on a show and I'm putting on a show. I'm cracking jokes with the table.
Did you wear tap shoes when you went to your waitressing job? I feel like you're
my little buttercup. Has the sweet. I would be. You know what? 4275196.5. What is the rules on tipping now? Because I've actually found Australia isn't really good for tipping.
We're not like America. So, you know, when you go to America, you have to automatically give 20%. A lot of Australians don't tip. But, see, we used to get your own tips. But I know there's some places that you would work at, and you have to share them. It's a collective tip jar, or they have a big tip jar on the front of the bar, like a big bowl.
Yeah.
But what if you're somebody who works really hard and you build those rapports, and then you work with someone like Damien who's terrible at their job, and you're still carrying getting the money them every
in,
day?
You're still getting the money in. Like, if there's a lot of you in the team that are good. But look, how does it work nowadays? I mean, we've all worked in hospitality at one point or another. Yeah. How does it actually work now? Do you split it or do you keep it yourself? That's a pretty big question. How does it work?
Do you hate customers who don't bother tipping? I hate being in the company of people who don't tip.
All right, well, look, let's have a bit of a yarn about it right now.
Kim, all right, what do you think about tipping? How should it work?
I think it depends where you work at. I used to work at... years ago at an establishment, but it was restaurant, but it had motel in that as well, connected to it. All of our tips all went into a tip jar, and at the end of the year it was divided for our Christmas party, or you could take it in cash. That was your chefs, your bar staff, the gardeners, the cleaners, office, laundry and housekeeping.
What's the most that you've ever gotten a year?
Oh, look, I don't know, because we had a lot of staff. Sometimes we'd... maybe sometimes you'd get $20 to $30. I think one year we got $40 to $50 between us at the end of the year.
Okay.
But it all went to the Christmas party. But everybody, it was all sweet. You know, it was just a common thing. Yeah.
But what happened if you left the job before the Christmas party? Could you turn up at the Christmas party and go, all right,
I'm back. You
owe me my tip.
There's a question. Well, you know, there's gate crashing.
It's allowed.
That's right.
And Kim's from Dapto, so I mean, gate crashing happens all the time.
Well, you didn't have to work there ever to gate crash the party. We're going to go to Jules now, who is on the beautiful beach. Lucky you, Jules. Tell us about tipping. What do you think, and how has it worked for you?
I always go into a restaurant, and when I'm about to get the bill, I say, who does the tip go to? And I like it to go to the wait staff and the kitchen staff. I mean, if the meal's been absolutely brilliant, then, you know, then I think they should get it as well. In terms of, you know, being at bars and stuff, if it's great service, throw a tip out, right? So I think that's a really good thing. You know, Americans, of course, they're servers. They expect the tip, which is not good, and often the service is shitful.
Exactly right.
Yeah, they think tip's their right, not actually something they need to earn.
That's very, very true. Yeah, if they're bad, you don't want to give them anything. You don't want to feel obliged to give it to them either. So there is that
that's
part.
Right. That's right. Well, look, I think that's nice, Jules. You've been fair to the people behind the scenes who make you a beautiful meal, and you don't mind. Throw people a coin or two when you get a bevy and good service.
Yeah, absolutely. I think tipping's a good way to go, and everybody should do it because it makes the world go round, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Good on you, Jules. Mate, you have a great Christmas because you're a breath of fresh air in the morning. So have a great day, enjoy, and thanks for being part of the show.